system that worked well in the spring. It had only one drawback, which showed up in the winter. To counter it, the engineers had placed signs ahead in both directions. The signs said, "Bridge freezes before road." The lawyer drove and talked. 7 minutes into his monologue, he reached the most obviously brutal of the 14 proposals. He recited it into the phone. The voice on the other end of the phone laughed, which made the lawyer shudder. A core moral spasm came up, literally from deep inside him. It jerked his shoulders and ground the phone across his ear and moved his hand on the wheel. His front tires slipped on the bridge ice, and he corrected clumsily, and his rear tires fishtailed. He slid across all three lanes, saw a bus coming the opposite way through the falling snow. It was white. It was huge. It was coming straight at him. The back part of his brain told him a collision was inevitable. The front part of his brain told him, no, he had space and time and a grass median and two stout metal barriers between him and any kind of oncoming traffic. He relaxed his grip and straightened up, and the bus blew past him. He breathed out. The voice on the phone said, "Finish the report." The lawyer swallowed again and resumed talking.